the camera slash camcorder, we now live in a very different world, Peter, that I guess was punctuated as beginning with the Rodney King trial here. I mean, camcorders are just everywhere. Where are we going with this technology? It's getting smaller and cheaper, and where's it going?
It's going everywhere. And a lot of automobiles now that you buy at the top end, in Europe certainly, and coming out of Japan, there are several cameras in the cars for spotting people who shouldn't be in the car recording their actions so you can film the thieves. Systems are being worked on where you have cameras at 6 points in your car. There's a sideward-looking camera on each side. There's a forward and backward-looking camera. And then there's a camera on each corner of the car looking outwards. And we're heading towards the black box, the flight recorder, black box in the automobile that records the last 15 minutes of a journey and the next 15 minutes after the accident. So if you like, the half an hour that is bridging some traffic incident, your driving is recorded. The actual incident of the accident itself is recorded. And then what ensues immediately after the accident is recorded. So I think that it's not just in buildings and it's not just for pedestrians, but for drivers in every aspect of life, these cameras are starting to arrive and will be deployed. And the reason is they don't cost thousands of dollars anymore. They cost $5, so they can be placed everywhere.
Little CCDs that just...
Little CCDs, yeah.
That can go anywhere, all around your car. And all of that then gets recorded in some kind of black box in the car. Oh, my.
Yep. Also, there are systems being developed that will allow the police on a chase or on trying to apprehend a driver, being able to look at the number plate... go onto a database, call up that car on a network, and disable that car progressively and bring it to a halt. The hand of Big Brother.
The hand of Big Brother, indeed. Are cars now rolling off the assembly line in Great Britain with that capability?
No. The systems are being engineered, prototyped, and dimensioned right now. They would be put, of course, in the most expensive of vehicles because the boxes are going to be expensive in the first part. But if you think in terms of GPS in automobiles, we started off with several thousand dollars for a screen in your car so that you could see a moving map. And gradually that facility is coming down into cheaper and cheaper cars, and ultimately all cars will have GPS, and I think the same will happen with the black box. It will go into it'll go into the Mercedes and the Bentleys and the Cadillacs, and then gradually it will come down and down to the cheaper and cheaper vehicles as that technology gets perfected and the cost starts to fall.
Well, as all of this matures, and it's happening quickly now, is our privacy just going to disappear? I mean, we're not going to understand, really, I guess, one day, what real privacy as we know it sort of now existed. I mean, we just won't remember a day when we weren't monitored.
Absolutely. I always think now in terms of driving, for the listeners' benefits, let me reveal that I'm in my 59th year. I've been driving in the UK since I was 17. I've been driving in the United States for the last 30 years. And I've always felt relatively relaxed about driving. I try not to break the law. I try to be a reasonable driver. But increasingly, I'm finding it difficult to drive, I think, within the law, in that more and more automobiles have been put on the roads, especially in Europe and the UK, and it's become more and more crowded. There's more and more signage on the roads, there's more cameras, there's more restrictions, there's more controls, and I'm personally finding that it's getting increasingly difficult to drive within the letter of the law. The new drivers that are coming along, the young people who are 17 who are coming on, that is the norm. That is where they start. So there are a lot of things that are analogous to that, where you say, well, when I was born, there were no cameras. Am I worried about cameras? For the young people, they've never known a life without the cameras, so what's the big deal?
The big deal is that...
No, what I mean, Art, is for them.
Yes.
Is what the big... You and I know what the big deal is, but the question never actually prompts in their mind, I don't think. That's what I'm trying to point out. Because it's,
no,
it's
a good point. It's a good
point.
It's
the norm for the society for them.
Yes, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, they will grow up understanding that certain rights simply don't exist anymore on that old ancient document.